Here on a Friday morning, we catch up every Friday with our good friend Dave Novak, as him and John Callahan will have the call for you tonight. On the south side is the Panthers, 2-4 on the season. Welcome Terre Haute North to town. That's our broadcast game for you. Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Mo at 7, the kick at 7:30. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. It's not going to be 90 degrees. You're not going to be melting there at Fred Huff Field on the south side tonight, so you should have a perfect evening for football, and hopefully that translates into a south victory. We haven't had many of those to talk about this year. The Panthers are 2-4. That's not a misprint, right?
No, it's not a misprint. They've not closed out a couple games. You and I were up in Brownsburg for the first week, and they really played the worst half of football they maybe played in a decade, and couldn't come back from that. But the three games they've lost since then, they've been in all the games. They've lost them by a total of 11 points. They've all come down to the second half or the very end of the fourth quarter, and they just haven't been able to make the plays at the end to win them.
And that's what's tough. But the good news about high school football is everybody makes the sectionals, everybody makes the playoffs, so you can truly say, hey, we're building this week to week to week, because wins, besides the polls, really don't matter. So how is South getting better as the season turns for home?
Well, they're getting healthier on the offensive side, and their offense has been pretty good this year, but it hasn't been what they thought it would be. Chris Bamba sat out the first three games. He's really hitting his stride. He had 10 catches last week, so they're really getting him involved. His absence allowed Sean Askwe to really step up into a dominant role at wide receiver also. He had 9 catches last week. He had 3 touchdown catches in a game we did earlier this year. So it's allowed the offense to diversify a little bit and then get its strength back. And then we found out yesterday that Christian Paycheck is going to return tonight also for his first game since the first half of Brownsburg. And Maverick Terry has done a great job at running back in the meantime. But you get Christian Paycheck back, and he's more the guy that can be the home run hitter and has a little more strength in the hole. So I think for the South offense, it's an exciting second half of the season to come. And unfortunately, I think they're going to need to score a lot of points, because it's on their defensive side of the ball where they're having some issues right now.
Well, and you'd rather have two big-time running backs than just one. You get a little punch and counterpunch there, but the glue that holds together that South team is Gavin Yeske.
He is. He does a great job. They're asking him to make all kinds of decisions at the line of scrimmage, getting him in the right play. And then a lot of the run game is a read option game, so he's got a choice as to whether he can hand it off or whether he can then keep it. He's a dynamic runner. They don't want him getting hit much, but he's a very dynamic runner and very dangerous. And then, of course, now he's got plenty of weapons on the side, and Charlie Abel has kind of grown into the tight end role and becoming dangerous in the middle of the field. So I think their offense is really ready to kind of take hold and hopefully become dominant, as I said.
Last year, these two teams got together in the sectional. South wins convincingly 45-14. What do we look for from the Patriots of Terre Haute North? They're 4-2 coming to town tonight.
Yeah, they're an interesting team. We saw them three times last year on the air, because we did North and South over in Terre Haute, and then we had the game at South in the sectional. And they gave South the best game during the regular season, other than the Brownsburg loss last year. And that was a game where South, they did not play their best game. It was on the road. It's a grass field, which, they don't play in a lot of grass fields anymore, believe it or not. But they had a pretty good defense, and they had several athletic playmakers on offense. The offense from Terre Haute North is going to have a lot of those kids back, but it's going to look different. They like to spread it out. But last year they were getting the ball every other play to this kid, Nathan Barrett, who now plays exclusively a wide receiver. He's being recruited by Indiana State and Kurt Mallory. But they do a lot more downhill running, physical running in between the tackles, with a pair of big running backs. And one of those running backs, Coach Mo talks about in our Chalk Talk, is actually bigger than pretty much everybody on that South defense.
And that would be Sean Happeny, and he's averaging nearly 127 yards. So South defense, as you mentioned, they're going to have their hands full. So we expect, I would think you guys, get that lead in the pencil. You're going to have a high-scoring game tonight.
Yeah, I would think so. They're going to score some points. Their defense has some athletes, but it's not great. For Terre Haute North, it's hard to know for sure how good they are, from the standpoint of the entire season. Their front half of their season has been loaded with some, if you want to call them, easier games. They had their two wins in the conference are Terre Haute South and Bloomington North, who are both on the bottom end of the conference right now. Their two losses are Southport and Columbus North, so those are two of the better teams in the conference. After tonight's trip to South, they've got to go to Perry Meridian, who we saw last week. It's a nice athletic team, and if you go on the road to Perry, you're going to have a problem, and it's not going to be easy, even though they haven't won a game yet, and then they finish up the season with the league leader right now, Franklin Central. So you're going to know a lot more, I think, at the end of the season about what Terre Haute North really is.
And obviously, if they met in the sectional last year, that's a perhaps a pathway again this year. The sectional draw coming up a little bit later this weekend.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. It's a little different. Last year it was North and South, and Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. And South was playing really well by the end of the season, by the time the sectional came around. So completely different game the second time around against Terre Haute North than it was the first time. The South was dominant. They jumped out 35-0 before halftime. But this time around, it's different sectionals for all the area teams. It'll still be North and South in the sectional, but this year it'll be Martinsville, Franklin, and Whiteland that are their choices. Well, that's five teams. And in the past, it's been four because 5A and 6A have all had a bye on the first weekend of the playoffs. Well, somebody's going to have to play the first two, the first weekend. We're obviously not going to know that until Sunday, but there's a chance North and or South or both even could play each other on that first weekend this year. And then Edgewood, same thing. They've got a brand new sectional, and it's an interesting one. You hope from a broadcaster standpoint that if you have to do Edgewood, it's a local game because everything else is way down by Cincinnati or Louisville. It's all Jennings County and Franklin County and East Central and Silver Creek and Dearborn and all places down there. So a long ride if you have to go on the road to Edgewood.
And we'll learn those pairings coming up Sunday. But before we get to Sunday, we've got more football to worry about. Dave Novak joining us. He's on the broadcast tonight with John Callahan, North and Terre Haute South. The conference leader is Franklin Central. They are hosting the Bloomington North Cougars, who are also 2-4. Obviously, you and I were at the North side last weekend watching that victory over Perry Meridian. Can North find a way to make it 2 in a row?
Well, you and I have talked about Franklin Central. It's not that I don't believe they're a really good team, because you don't get to 5-1 and beat the likes of South and Southport and the teams that they've beaten in Columbus North. They've played some of their better teams already. You look at their games, and they're all close affairs. They're obviously making the right plays at the right time. There's a lot to be said for that. But what they don't look is they don't look dominant. And so you wonder from night to night if somebody couldn't, jump up. If Franklin Central turns it over a couple times, does somebody take advantage of that? And, North, normally you'd look at this and you go, oh, Franklin Central, this is an easy game for them. They're fantastic, and North's struggling a little bit. But, North has the physicality in the run game that if they can hold on to the ball and get a couple plays out wide, their defense isn't bad either. So I'm not writing North off on this quite as easily as I think everybody's going to do automatically.
No, I wouldn't either, because after we saw the Ben Friel and Xavier Trueblood show last week, that's a pretty solid 1-2 punch. And if Franklin Central is getting beat up front, those two have shown they can make you pay.
Yeah, and for North, a lot of it comes down to turnovers on their own. They can hold on to the ball and be smart about it and make good decisions. They're going to keep themselves in the game. And heck, they could have been up 3 or 4 touchdowns last weekend if they hadn't turned it over a couple times in the first half. And then, again, the physicality of the run game and the fact that they've got some big guys in the middle of their defensive line, too, that's what you've got to like on a week-to-week basis. If you just stop kind of shooting yourself in the foot with some penalties and with some turnovers, then you're going to stay in the game. So, Franklin Central, anybody's going to overlook, I think, at this point, a 2-4 team just a little bit. So if Franklin Central doesn't bring their best, maybe North forces a couple turnovers, I think they got a shot at this.
North's first win of the season saw them go to Columbus North the following week. Their second week of the season sees them go to 4-0 in conference play for Franklin Central. The road never gets any easier. The Edgewood Mustangs, they're at the Mustang Corral tonight welcoming Brown County. Brian Rosenberg's crew has a win on the season and been getting a little bit better, getting some John McLaughlin action. Skylar Curtis at quarterback helping out. The Edgewood looking for win number 2 tonight.
Yeah, another team that if they can get their physical run game going, then they're going to keep themselves in games. And it's also been turnovers for them, too. Edgewood's defense has been pretty good this year. And, Brown County started on fire but has cooled off here recently. And so for Edgewood, a home game against a team that's going to line up and look somewhat similar to them, at least talent-wise, This is a fantastic opportunity.
Game live at WGCL Radio.
For Edgewood, as you mentioned, showing some speed finally on the offensive side. They really haven't gotten the passing game going. But, you know, if they can get a couple big plays, and they've had those in the last couple weeks, that goes a long way to stretching out a defense, because too many defenses.